Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to talk with dead people. And we're not kidding. So I am super excited to introduce Kristen Swinehart. Now, Kristen is a business intuitive and medium dedicated to helping her clients accomplish their business and career goals. She uses her intuitive gifts to receive information to support her clients in achieving tremendous success in their business or career. Now, Kristen's ability to blend her multifaceted professional background with her intuition brings straightforward messages with practical actions to implement to help her clients reach their goals. Now, as a licensed attorney specializing in sports law and former comedian manager with an extensive background in entrepreneurship and sales, Kristen understands a wide range of professional challenges her clients may be facing. Now, having a diverse path herself, Kristen is not one to shy away from working hard, from being first runner-up at the Miss Ohio America pageant to completing a full marathon, having never run a mile before training. She loves to inspire and shows others anything is possible. Kristen brings this same drive in supporting her clients to reach exciting goals. Well, welcome, Kristen. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you've combined your really diverse background and life skills with your innate, intuitive, and medium abilities to support people in their business and career goals. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Yeah, I'm really excited to share because certainly if you would have told me even 3 years ago that this is what I would be doing, I would have never believed you.
Yeah, and I really kicked things off with maybe a shock for people when they heard what your zone of genius is. So I can't wait to hear more about how that really is a catalyst for helping others gain their business and career goals. So, well, Kristen, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Sure. So I should go back to when I was actually practicing law. And this was really when I was about 27 years old. I just felt like there was something more for my life. I didn't think I should just be going into a 9-to-5 job and then coming home and that was it. So back then I started just on a personal development journey and certainly ended up doing other types of careers, as you mentioned, some of them. But I always just felt like there was something that was missing. And so at one point, and I'll be honest, I've been laid off or fired from jobs for different circumstances. And, you know, I think at one of those moments, I thought I should just do something for myself because I understand how I work and who I am. And so that's when I decided to become a health coach. And that's kind of where I started because huge passion for health and wellness. But again, it still felt like there was a component that was missing. And so that's part of my entrepreneurial journey is kind of the seeking of like, what is it exactly I'm supposed to be doing with this coaching business? So that was pretty much the tipping point, was just feeling really unsatisfied and unfulfilled in any type of traditional career, should we say.
Yeah. Well, and then having the courage, right, to say, hey, I think there's probably something better for me instead of just continuing and feeling unfilled, but oh, well, this is what we do, right? We just work these jobs 9-to-5 and suck it up. So yeah, I love the fact that you really leaned into the fact that there was probably something more for you. So, well, how long then have you had your own coaching practice? I know you mentioned that you were a health coach first after your experience as an attorney. Beyond being a health coach and now this business coaching, can you talk a little bit more about your business journey and if your mission or vision has evolved and how it's taken different paths during that time?
Sure. So this is kind of the analogy of like, you have to put your car in reverse once you put the destination in the GPS to figure out exactly where you're going, right? So had okay. I never taken the step to go be a health coach or some type of entrepreneur, would I have ever found out where I was supposed to be headed? So as I did the health coaching and still felt like something's missing, you know, more personal development and spiritual work. And so I was always doing this alongside with whatever the business piece was that I was trying to do at the same time. And let me be, you know, in all transparency, like the business, the coaching itself was not going well, like something was missing. Mm-hmm. And that's why I kept searching. So off and on for the last 5 years, I mean, certainly I've had jobs mixed in between to keep everything going, but it became like through this spiritual piece. And again, that feeling of like, there's something more.
Right.
And during these 5 years, I had no idea I had an intuitive gift, like intuition. Yeah. I didn't know anything about this. So at one point, I actually even worked for a Peruvian shaman selling what he does. Mm. And one time in doing some of my spiritual work, I said to him, because I always have information about people. And I'm like, I think I have more information than I should know. Like, it just seemed odd. And I started to put it together. And I said to him, do you think I'm a medium by chance? And he goes, yeah. And that's how he answered that question. Like, and then I said, I think I might be a little bit afraid of it because I didn't know. I thought, does that mean I'm going to see dead people walking around or like, am I going to know like scary stuff? And right. So I said, I think I might be afraid. And he was like, And so, you know, So my competitive side was like, well, wait a minute. Like, I'm going to figure this out. Like, don't act like I'm going to be afraid of it. So, and this literally happened like a year and a half ago, right? So here I am, I will tell you, I'm almost 40 years old and I had no idea I even had this ability.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You sensed it though. You said, I think I know more than I should. I love hearing that from you. It's like, wait a second, I shouldn't really know all this, but I do. And just starting to wrap your head around the fact that maybe there's something much bigger here that you've got. So that's, wow, that's amazing. Well, have there been any, you know, big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way and really, you know, leaning into this newly found ability and like I call it a superpower that you have?
Yeah, well, I will say challenge number one, as I would imagine most people can imagine, is when you go from being an attorney representing people in the living and now all of a sudden you're telling people you talk to dead people, like it's a little weird.
Yeah, there is that paradigm, that mindset around that.
Yeah, so part of it's just me even comprehending it, right? When I really stop to think about what I can do, and I mean, it blows my mind to think about it. And so I don't spend much time thinking or, you know, go into a mess there. But it really is partially just even believing that that's possible and then going out and presenting to the world this thing that I do that most people can look at me like I have two heads. But then on the other hand are all these people that are actually incredibly fascinated who want what I have. So it's about me getting over the fear of how I'm perceived because quite frankly, I have more people that are so interested in what I do than not, you know, when I really look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's definitely one of those things that some people think is just completely baloney, right? It's not right. even possible, but as I've been experiencing anyway, there seems to be just a lot more openness to, hey, there's something bigger here and there is energy and we are all connected and you don't just pick your number and the lights go out after a while, you know, things just keep out in the universe, you know, energy continues. And so there is a lot more acceptance, at least in terms of how I'm perceiving things and more of an awakening or, you know, rising of consciousness. So it sounds like, you know, there was an internal struggle with, hey, I'm an attorney coming out of that career and doing things by rote, maybe, and more quote unquote normal, you know, and now I'm venturing into this. And so it sounds like you had to wrestle with some limiting beliefs out of perception and then dealing with other people's perceptions and finding that sweet spot of, well, how can we work with this in a way that is accepted, not only for me, but for others, and really do the work that it sounds like is possible in terms of helping people really fast track to reach their goals. So can you talk a little bit about maybe one or two of the techniques that you've used to overcome maybe your own internal limiting beliefs about your abilities? That would be, I think, super helpful for our listeners.
Okay. So I fully believe in getting support of other mentors and coaches who can sometimes see things that we can't see for ourselves. So I have certainly invested in coaches to help with those types of things whenever there's beliefs that come up, and helping get feedback and being shown different ways to look at something. And so I believe that a lot of it's been because I've supported myself with like-minded coaches who can see something greater in me than I can see in myself. And so when they hold that vision for me, it's a lot easier to be like, okay, I can do this and I can step into it. So tons of personal development and spiritual work, but certainly the support of like-minded people has really been the key to helping me get through the roadblocks.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. It's just always good to have that support team surrounded, because as entrepreneurs, we can feel like we're just an island, and sometimes our own internal voice becomes so loud that it takes the momentum, or it casts that big limiting belief. So having the vision of others is really beneficial. Yeah, I love that. And Kristen, you're obviously an expert at helping people really fast track and reach their business or career goals. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? This is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, Wendy, I'm so glad you asked this question, because it's kind of ironic in the sense that my professional career, a lot of it was in sales. So I've sold everything from fitness franchises to Peloton bikes and everything in between with no problem at all. Like, I have no problem asking for the sale and thrive in that capacity. But then put me in my own business and it comes time to make an offer and I can't even do it. So it's
interesting.
Really interesting. Yeah.
And frustrating. Right?
Super frustrating. Super frustrating.
Because you know what you're offering in your mind and what a huge difference you can make for this person. You've got like this crystal clear lens for people, and you can see them probably at this whole different level of success. So are you talking about, so within the enrollment conversation, as you're talking to a prospective client, do you set this up in terms of like doing a reading or something for them and then transition ideally into the offer? Or can you give me just a little bit more clarity about this?
Sure. So I offer a free business intuitive session where I take a look at prospective clients' businesses and kind of see where they're stuck or where they want to go. And then I use my intuitive abilities to kind of see where the big picture is, like you said, and I can see the vision for them. So I, in that call, kind of help get them to see that too and what steps they need to take. And I actually feel like I give so much information in that session that then they're like, oh, well, first of all, I can't even do the offer. But at the same time, then if I do the offer, they're like, oh no, this was really great. I'm going to go implement this on my own. And then I'll see if I need your help later. And sometimes they actually get clients after that session. So then they really don't think they need me.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. I'm sure that just one little bit of information that you've given them, which, because it's your zone of genius, it seems like not that much, but for them, it's like, oh my God, this is just like somebody completely lifted this cloak. And now I see this so clearly. So yeah, I can see how that would maybe set up kind of a difficult transition to go into like, okay, well, we don't want to sound salesy. We don't want to force an offer on people, you know, or right. Do any of the old school manipulative type things. But if you'd like, I'd be happy to share a technique with you that might provide a little bit of support around that.
Yes, please.
Okay. So one of the things that I've found to be very effective in this type of a situation where you are providing people with valuable information, right? And they do have something that has moved the needle for them. But you know that there's way more that they could have that would make just such a huge difference for them. This was just barely the tip of the iceberg. So what I've found that works really well, and it might be beneficial for you and your approach, is as you're sharing your clarity, what you're seeing for them, and, you know, things that are moving the needle for them, to also point out and make reference to when you do work with your clients, you take this deeper, or I'm going to share this bit of information. It's based on this short time that we've been together. But when I do work with clients, we really go deep in this area and plot out this and scope out that and map out that, or, you know, however you do work with people, right? So I'm projecting here a little bit and filling in some blanks that I don't know. But my point here is that as you're doing your intuitive session, the part of the session where you're actually sharing great information, you're still referencing the deeper work that you do. And you're planting these seeds for them to realize that, oh, there's a whole lot more here right at the tip of my fingers if I just work with her on a long-term basis. So even though this is great stuff, you're planting the seed that there's so much more in a way that's not salesy, right? It's not like, oh, and by the way, I have this package and that package, and we can work together for 4 months or 6 months, or, you know, none of that has come up at that point, but you've planted a lot of seeds in their mind that help them understand that this is great information, but it's really just the tip of the iceberg. You know, when I work more closely with my clients, we'll actually, you know, take this to a level where it's actionable and you can implement it in a way that fast tracks. And so weaving that into the conversation becomes the art, right? Mm-hmm. So that it maintains that continuity or that congruency within your intuitive session. But it's just a little window as to what they don't have that could really benefit them to gain the full impact of this expertise that you're bringing to them. And then the second part of this is to really take inventory of what you've discovered that you haven't had time to solve or put together a game plan or take any further because of the limited time that you've had. And that if they do want to carry the ball forward or, you know, really take action on all these other things, then you'd be happy to share, you know, a couple different game plans.
Okay, that's great because I can already see where I've missed, where I could have done that. And it would have made a difference also because I've felt like, oh, I'm not giving them enough, but I wasn't saying like I could give you more. And then also the things that got mentioned that didn't get addressed, I see where I could have shown them that too.
Okay, yeah, good. And it's simply, it's really not taking anything away from the value that you've already given them. Because they've felt that, you know, that impact, and you're certainly not taking what you've just shared and then, you know, devaluing it, but it's just helping them understand that this is just one little step, you know, that will lead you, that could be taken. I'm pretty sure you understand exactly what I'm trying to say here.
Right. Yeah. That's really helpful.
Yeah. Okay, great. Hopefully that helps transition and so that you can make those offers because Kristen, people need to have that clarity that you offer. I mean, not too often can people really tap into this type of clarity and really pull back the curtains as I kind of, it for me, that's what it seems like. You're just pulling back the curtains and providing this clarity and oh, you just do this and this and this, you're going to get to that goal. It's perfect.
So, right. That's pretty much how it drops in sometimes. Like, oh, that's the thing. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, we are still in the middle of this pandemic, which I thought by now we'd be, you know, well past and things would be back to normal. Right. But yeah. I'm just interested here in finding out because the pandemic has provided so much stuff for people to just stop and reflect, or it's been a catalyst, it's been awakening, it's been a tipping point. Has the pandemic had any impact on the work that you do and maybe how people are searching for things that might work better for them? You know, that wake-up call. Can you talk a little bit about the impacts that the past, what, year has had on people?
Yeah, sure. And actually, it's been a little bit twofold for me. One was when the pandemic started, I had a full-time job and I was doing, you know, my coaching on the side. And then, of course, during the pandemic, I lost my job.
Right. So you were right in the middle of it.
Yeah, exactly. I've gotten to experience. Well, I was like hired during the pandemic and then lost my job. So that was a huge thing in and of itself. But then what I realized was like, oh man, I really need to step up and use this gift. And what I was also finding was that people absolutely are searching for answers and they're losing loved ones, whether it's from COVID or mental health during all of this. So for me, I found that it's really been a place for me to be in like extraordinary service right now. And fortunately for me, I can do everything on Zoom or over the phone. So, you know, that piece hasn't been too tricky, but yeah, there's been an even larger need for what I do now.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Yeah, it has just been this perfect situation for people to just stop and reflect and start looking for answers. So yeah, I can see how your work is really valuable. Well, Kristen, how do you work with professionals who want to finally gain that clarity and a clear, actionable plan to achieving their big goals? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
So I will tell you, this has been one of my favorite things about discovering my intuitive ability is that I don't have to plan out anything before I get on a call. Because I can't, you know, I have no idea what's going to show up. So that's what's fun is it's the energy of the client that I'm working with. And then my ability to get the intuitive information is that I hear where people are stuck or what their challenges are, but then I rely on my intuitive ability to, you know, ask the questions and find the answers. And sometimes it can be something, you know, somebody may have a problem making an offer, but what it is that when they were seven, they were told that they're never supposed to ask a question. Well, that could be a reason it's hard to make an offer.
Right.
So it's really kind of finding like taking a look at like everything that's happened in their life that could be stopping them from being successful in their business and maybe not even stopping, just like what's going to get them to the next level. So a lot of it's just me using my intuition and everything is kind of is customized based upon the client. And I know that there's lots of blueprints and strategies and things out there, but I found that what works best is me connecting with my clients to figure out what's going to serve them the most and that it's not a one size fits all.
Oh yeah, that's great. I love the fact that you don't have to necessarily put all these processes in place because the answers come to you through connecting with that person and really what's the energy in their world. So yeah, I love that. And just designing a specific game plan based on where they're at and what they want to achieve and what's coming forward for you. So yeah, that's awesome. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Sure. So certainly you can find me on LinkedIn, Kristen Swinehart there. And then I will also have a booking page if you're interested in this free business intuitive session I've been talking about. You can go and sign up for a free session there and I can help you through that process as well.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Well, we'll be including the links to both of those. So you're on LinkedIn and that's Kristen Swinehart. So that's Kristen with a K, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, and Swinehart, S-W-I-N-E-H-A-R-T. So you can find Kristen on LinkedIn or sign up for one of those free business intuitive sessions. It sounds like that is definitely very valuable. So, well, Kristen, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here and inspiration through allowing us to hear how your business journey has been unfolding. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your business or businesses, I should say, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, I understand frustration and doubt of it to succeed. So the thing I would say is don't stop, just keep going even through those moments. And it doesn't have to be huge action steps, but just keep staying the course because you really don't know if right when you're about to give up is when, you know, you're going to hit gold. So, and trust me, I tell myself this a lot, right? That, and that there's a greater purpose and I'm here to really serve. So somebody is looking for you and waiting for you. So don't give up.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. Just keep going, follow that initial inspiration and vision and passion and know that that is worth pursuing. So yeah, that's great. I love that. Well, thank you for sharing that. And, you know, I've really enjoyed our conversation. It's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early work as an attorney to the impactful work you're now doing using your intuitive gifts and mediumship to receive powerful information that supports your clients in achieving their higher levels of success in their business or career. I just have really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show.
Yeah, thanks so much, Wendy. And thanks for the sales advice. I'll keep you posted on how it goes.
Yeah, please do. Thank you. And again, you can reach Kristen Swinehart through LinkedIn, connect with her on LinkedIn, and sign up for one of those business intuitive sessions. Sounds like it is very powerful. So, all right. Well, thank you again, Kristen. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Kristen Swinehart. And as always, here's to your success.